WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At a vigil overnight in Winder, Georgia, Barra County Sheriff Judd Smith, among those honoring the victims of this week's mass shooting at Appalachian High School.
Please, love will prevail. Trust me when I tell you that love will prevail, and it always will. No matter what divides us, no matter what we say, it's not about politics, it's about love. Continue to love each other.
14-year-old Colt Gray charged with murder. His father is also facing second-degree murder charges. A New York State judge delaying sentencing in former President Trump's hush money trial till after the election. An unusual endorsement for Vice President Kamala Harris from former Vice President Dick Cheney. Lifelong Republican, his daughter, former Representative Liz Cheney, also says she'll vote for Harris. The NFL's South American debut, the Eagles versus the Packers in Sao Paulo today. The league hoping to build its audience in soccer-crazy Brazil. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The controversial sale of the Sauk County-owned nursing home will be voted on Tuesday by the county board. The board is holding a special meeting at 6 p.m. to vote on selling the Sauk County Health Care Center in Reedsburg to a private buyer. 16 supervisors, the minimum needed to approve a special meeting from the 31-member board, voted to approve the meeting. County officials have named the potential buyer. However, federal records indicate it is Aria Healthcare, which owns three nursing homes in the Milwaukee area. Members of the Citizens for Sauk County Healthcare Center, a group opposed to the sale, have voiced numerous objections to the sale at previous board meetings. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 40 degrees.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, 'cause they're racing, so near yet so far. Soon you leave and then I lose.
the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, and on a carousel from the Hollies. Aaron got that in off the text line at 608-355-9970. And if you want to get a song request in, that's how you get a hold of me this morning. Again, the text line's open, 608-355-9970. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on your Saturday. And, what a way to start it out with the... I started out in the low 40s this morning, creeping up a little bit to about 44, looking for a high in the mid-60s with some sunshine today. So a little cooler start to the day, but should be pretty nice. Tomorrow, looking at highs in the mid-70s and the low 80s come Monday. So it will warm back up. We're still summertime. I know a 40-degree start to the morning wasn't even, on my calendar for summertime, but... Well, got to go with it, right? How about Dinah Ross and the Supremes and Come See About Me? 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Kiss me.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and Peg. That's from Steely Dan. 8:13, and you heard the news about the Guess Who. They've been fighting for a while. Members of the Guess Who have finally settled their long dispute over the band's name. The band's founding singer, Burton Cummings, and guitarist, Randy Bachman, had sued fellow original members, Jim Cale and Gary Peterson, last October, accusing them of tricking fans into thinking Cummings and Bachman were still performing with the group when they were actually sort of getting a cover band. Cummings and Bachman have now announced that the suit is settled, which has resulted in them acquiring the trademark for the name, The Guess Who.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, you didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on, and now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing,
what you're doing to me.
Laughing,
you take away it should be.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. Took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
I go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were lying.
see you looking my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one.
Baby, can't you hear my heartbeat with Herman's Hermits, 99.7 Max FM, Connie Francis before that, 8:21 with Kevin Kellogg. Not a good night for local sports as the Baraboo Thunderbirds lost a high school football game last night. Packers lost in Brazil. The Brewers lost at home. We've got all that coming up next on 99.7 Max FM.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever heard of Joan Bollweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state Senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Bollweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Bollweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Bollweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Bollwig thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body
more than Joan Bollwig.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kiesky for State Senate. Paid for by Kiesky for Wisconsin.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Act. Tim Fisher will start with football, where the Green Bay Packers dropped the season opener in a shootout to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-29 in Sao Paulo, Brazil last night. Saquon Barkley was just too much, scoring three touchdowns for the Eagles in the victory. It's a game they'll learn from, according to head coach Matt LaFleur.
It was definitely a sloppy game, I think, from us. I think there was some uncharacteristic things that we did as a staff, quite frankly, and that trickled down to our players. And so ultimately, we all got to look ourselves hard in the mirror and find ways to get better.
Jordan Love threw two touchdowns, going 17-34 for 260 yards. Jaden Reed, with one of the touchdown receptions, caught four balls for 138 yards, also scored on a 33-yard run. The Pack will look to bounce back a week from Sunday with the home opener hosting the Indianapolis Colts. On to college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers look for a 2-0 start as they play host to South Dakota this afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Head coach Luke Fickell knows the Coyotes will be a challenge.
I think it's, in a lot of ways, going to be very similar. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle. His team's going to have a plan to come in here and do a darn good job at slowing the game down. I don't think there's any, you know, mystery about that. They'll be physical. They'll run the football. They'll take shots. But they're probably going to, you know, be in a similar type of game plan to what Western Michigan was. And our job is to not allow that to happen.
Wisconsin and South Dakota kick off this afternoon at 2:30. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped their series opener with the Colorado Rockies by the final count of 3-2 at AmFam last night. Frankie Montas struck out 10, but takes the loss, giving up three earned over six innings. The Crew and Rocks play game two of their set tonight, 6:10 first pitch. Tobias Meyer starts against Ty Blanch. Hi, Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
In high school football from last night, we find that Toma defeated Baraboo 26-23. Sauk Prairie shut out Watertown 44-0. La Crosse Central over Reedsburg 43-27. Plymouth shut out Portage 28-0. And Wisconsin Dells over Waupun 44-20.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 43 at our studios.
And taking a look at musical birthdays, we find on Wednesday, Bubba Knight with Gladys Knight and the Pips celebrated birthday number 82. Hopping aboard that midnight train to Georgia on 99.7 Max FM.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long.
Without him in mind, world is his and hers alone.
He
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh, no. So he pined all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh, yes, he did. He said it would. Oh, no, he's leaving. On that midnight train to Georgia.
Get on the midnight train.
Yeah. Ooh, yo. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to
find. Ooh, a simpler place.
Whenever
of time.
He takes that ride.
Ooh, yo. I'd better live in his world than live without him in mine.
World is his.
Hey,
hey,
hey.
Gonna
burn the midnight train and ride. For love. Gonna burn. Gotta burn the midnight train and go. For love. Gonna burn. The midnight train and go. My world. His world. Our world. Not his alone. My world. His world. Our world. Not his alone. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Hey. I got to go. I got to go.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM. Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight and the Pips. One of the Pips, Bubba Knight, celebrates his 82nd birthday Wednesday. And we find the bassist for the Commodores, Ronald LaPrade, with that big bass line in Brick House. He turned 74 on Wednesday. Commodores in Brick House, 99.7 Max FM with bassist Ronald LaPrade turned 74 on Wednesday. We find on Thursday, Al Stewart celebrated his 79th birthday with Time Passages on 99.7 Max FM.
Once used to know, you reach out your hand, but you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Al Stewart, Time Passages, celebrated his 79th birthday on Thursday. And Luton Wainwright III had one hit song, appeared on a few episodes of MASH. He turned 78 on Thursday and Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Luton Wainwright III with Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, celebrating his 78th birthday on Thursday. Yesterday, we find that Roger Waters from Pink Floyd celebrated his 81st birthday. How about what everybody wants? Some money on 99.7 Max FM. Pink Floyd, Money, 99.7, Max FM, celebrating Roger Waters' 81st birthday yesterday. And this week in 1964, The House of the Rising Sun, number one for 3 weeks in a row with The Animals. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Animals. 3 weeks in a row, the number one spot. This week in 1964, with The House of the Rising Sun. 8:48 with Kevin Kellogg. Check your weekend weather forecast and honor a couple that passed away this week. That's all coming up next on 99.7 Max FM.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Sunday, September 8th, the Reesburg VFW Post 1960 welcomes you to their monthly breakfast buffet. Enjoy made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and so much more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans with their families and community programs. This again will be on Sunday, September 8th from 8 a.m. until noon. Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Coming up on Wednesday, September 11th at 9 a.m., the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot will be hosting an event to remember September 11th, highlighting those who rose up in the wake of the tragedy and remind everyone of the importance of service. There'll be a 45-minute ceremony featuring local and state dignitaries speaking about the importance of service in our community. Following the ceremony, there's going to be a veteran-led service event. The event will be assembling care packages for first responder units throughout Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area Service Area. These care packages are made from donations from all of the area communities. Again, the event will be taking place at 9 a.m. on September 11th at the Portage Habitat for Humanity parking lot. But for more details on how you can help and also what you can donate, go to hfhwisconsinriver.org. There you will find a list of what you can contribute to their care packages.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunshine and 75 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 52. Sunny and 82 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and highs around 83 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 45 degrees right now.
And as we've been talking throughout the morning, a couple passed away this week. James Darren passed away, singer and actor, passing away at the age of 88 from heart failure in his sleep at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Now, everybody first got to know him from the teen movie Gidget. So let's do a little Gidget from James Darren this morning.
She acts sort of teenage, just in between age, looks about 4'3". Although she's just small fry, just about so high, Gidget is the one for me. A regular tomboy, but dressed for a prom, boy, how cute can one girl be? Although she's not king size, her finger is ring size, Gidget is the one for me. If she says she loves you, you can bet your boots she loves you. If she says she hates you, that can also mean she loves you. It very well may be she's just a baby speaking romantically. If that's a bad feature, I'll be the teacher. The Gidget is the one for me. She's not much on glamour, and she should improve her grammar. Still I sigh and stammer, and my heart beats like a little old hammer. Strictly from Dixie, face like a pixie, shorter than girls should be. The rest of the shipment, standard equipment, just a doll in dungaree. The Gidget is the one for me.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, James Darren in the theme with Gidget, as he was in the movie Gidget, and also Time Tunnel, T.J. Hooker, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and others. James Darren passed away on Monday at the age of 88 from heart failure in his sleep. Also, we find out that Thursday, Sergio Mendez passed away at the age of 83 of long COVID at a hospital in L.A., over 55 releases, and his career took off with Brazil, 66. So here's a hit, number six in 1968, his version of The Fool on the Hill on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM and The Fool on the Hill with Sergio Mendez and Brazil, 66. Sergio passed away from complications of long COVID at a hospital in L.A. on Thursday at the age of 83. 8:58 on your Saturday. We got a text in from Chris this morning wanting to know if I could play some Led Zeppelin for Shadow in Sheboygan in honor of his students and the month of September. So let's do a little rock and roll this morning.